Blog Talk
good afternoon
Radio.
And good afternoon and welcome to Jack Watts Live, brought to you by We Believe 30 Days to Understanding Our Heritage. I'm broadcasting live at the We Believe America Tower on the 10th floor, overlooking Peachtree Street in magnificent Atlanta, which is in full bloom and has pollen of 9,000, which means you start sneezing early and you end up sneezing late. On my program, which will be every Monday afternoon at this time, we're going to talk about a lot of things. But to begin with, I want to talk just a little bit about me and tell you a little bit about me so that you can understand what it is I'm trying to accomplish with this radio program. I was raised Irish Catholic in Boston, grew up in a liberal democratic household. We were not the kind of Teddy Kennedy liberal, but more the John F. Kennedy type liberal, which was actually substantially different. And the whole idea that he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, was something that was incorporated in our hearts and souls as very young people. Now, when I went to the University of Georgia, I got involved with Campus Crusade for Christ, and that was in 1964, when I invited Christ to come into my life. I also invited Barry Goldwater. That's the way it was back then. To all of Christianity, essentially, was in the Barry Goldwater camp, as he ran against Lyndon Johnson, who was the Great Society socialist, and I became very conservative at the time. But I remember how people who really agreed with us theologically would be in a bad spot if they disagreed, please. And it ended up that this was not something that I liked. I didn't like having to be pigeonholed and be specifically something that I wasn't by people who demanded that I adopt their belief structure completely. And over the years, I've noticed that people are, well, I'm a conservative. That means that you're a Republican. That means you do this, you do this, you do this, you do that. I'm a progressive. That means I think this way, this way, this way, and have a position on that. People aren't that one-dimensional. And I learned that if you talk to people, that you could understand what they thought, and sometimes they had very good reasons for the positions that they held. And in my PhD program at Emory, I was really the only conservative, and I learned that the people there were just caustic towards me about some things, but I never got mad at them. I just said my piece in a reasonable way and built respect based on what I believed. People may not have agreed with me, but they respected me, and they respected that I respected them and was not going to just beat them up because they didn't agree with every single thing that I said. Now, I say all of this in way of introduction, because if you have a political perspective that differs from mine, I want to hear it. I want the people that listen to this live or that go to my blog site at We Believe America and replay it to understand what your views are and to be able to assess it and think for themselves. Why not? And why not give people the dignity and respect that they deserve? After all, if we have inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, isn't it incumbent upon us to treat people with dignity and respect? That certainly produces happiness. And with that in mind, let's take a look at our first caller. And I'm going to put him on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Jack
Watts? This is Jack Watts at Jack Watts Live. Who's calling?
My name's Dick, and I'm from Newton, where you were actually born. And Newton, the Fig Newton was actually named after our hometown. So I take pride in the fact that I'm from Newton, not necessarily Boston.
You're darn like, tootin'. We love
darn
Fig Newton.
You're darn tootin'. I come from Newton. I wanted to ask you if you know anything about the Sonepar Solar Company that's in Nevada that just received $737 million, which happens to be in Harry Reid's area, to build a power system there, which is going to employ a total of 45 new people. If my Newton math serves me right, that's going to mean it's going to be about $16 million per job that we just did. I think it's rather ironic that one of the main investors in this is the PCG executive company, and one of the directors is a Mr. Ron Pelosi, who happens to be Nancy Pelosi's husband's brother. And it seems like this is just another one of these little side deals that Obama is doing, and I don't particularly like it. Do you have any thoughts on this? It's Mr. Watts, right? I'm sorry.
Well, crony capitalism is something that has been going on for decades in America and centuries abroad. And it's one way that people can use the system to further their own ends at the expense of the American people. Is this right? No. Is it fair? No. Is it reprehensible? Yes. Is it evil? Of course. Is it something that should become a campaign issue? Absolutely. These are the kinds of things that really stick in the craw of Americans. Let me give you an example.
Absolutely.
When we start talking about, well, you know, President Obama has increased the debt by $4 billion in his time.
Trillion.
And, $4 trillion. People don't really pay much attention to that, because what's the difference between $2 trillion and $4 trillion? It's just two. When you break it down to what that means for every man, woman, and child in America as far as debt that they have now have that they didn't have before, it comes out to about $7,000 per person difference between the two and the four. When Obama took control, the debt was about $29 trillion. Now it's $50 trillion. Which means that he has increased it so dramatically that every man, woman, and child in America owes over $30,000 in debt So if you take the people that pay taxes, it's closer to $150,000 that they owe. Because, you know people that are retired, babies, and people that don't work or are who live here but are outside.
Or illegal.
They don't count. So this is the kind of thing that's going on. People don't get that. It's just too much. But everybody gets when someone does something this sneaky, this uniformly evil, to take things and reward their cronies at the expense of all of the rest of us. Those are the kinds of things that really go ka-ching. Now, let me give you another example. Take the pipeline. When President Obama essentially nixed it, and then the gas prices go up dramatically because of the unrest in the Middle East, there's not really a one-on-one correlation between the gas line and the prices going up, but people see that, and that's something that they can get, because the simpler it is for people to understand, the more that it really comes about. So those are the kinds of things that really make it very, very difficult to think that hope and change has been really on the up and up. There are just too many things that aren't. Now, that isn't to say that things like this didn't go on with during the Bush administration, because there were some things like this, and there were definitely things like this with Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush and even Reagan. And, going back further than that, I'm just not as familiar. But these kinds of things were so against what we were promised that it really makes it very difficult. And that's just something that really is kind of a hard thing. And, I very, very, very much hope that something like this gets changed and that it doesn't work. Is there anything else that you had today that was of interest to you, Mr. Watts?
No, that pretty much answers my question, Mr. Watts. I appreciate your answer, and hopefully the Republicans can decipher this out and make issue of it, because it needs to be. Excuse me?
Now, here's the thing. Let me just say one more thing about this. This isn't something that should be a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. This is something that all fair-minded Americans should abhor. When we were brought up in school, being fair and doing the right thing was something that was always of high value. Using the system to exploit others was frowned upon by all. Now, if some Republican does this and gets caught, the Democrats say, look at what he's doing. And here, this is something that Harry Reid is doing, and the Republicans can point at it and say, look at what he's doing. But the truth of the matter is, as fair-minded Americans, none of us, not one of us, should be in favor of this kind of thing. It needs to stop, and we need to hold these people accountable, regardless of their political affiliation. When people exploit and use others, that is not the American way. And listen, thank you, Mr. Watson. I appreciate your calling in. And let us go to the next caller.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
This is
John.
You're on the line with Jack Watts Live, speaking from the We Believe Tower on the 10th floor in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia.
And it is beautiful. I am from there originally, or not originally, but I moved down to to Florida from up that way. You know, over the years, I've been pretty conservative. Like you, I kind of got into politics a little bit back in the mid-60s and was Republican and stuff. But over, as I've grown older over the years, I've noticed that it's gone from Republican-Democrat to the label of conservative and liberal, and it's almost as if you buy into one, you have to take the whole thing. And frankly, I just can't do that either way. And one of the things that I have changed my mind on over the years is guns. And I know that's one of these hot topics that seems like if you mention something about gun control, you're liable to get shot. I mean, people have such extreme ideas on this, but I've experienced personally the pain of what happens when guns are not used properly. I'm a chaplain, and I just did a funeral yesterday for a 30-year-old young man who accidentally shot himself down here in Florida. It's like the old West with the stand your ground laws and the permit to carry concealed weapons. You can't pick a fight with anybody in any way because you're liable to get shot. And so what do you think about these hot issues? Can you have one persuasion generally but not believe some of the specifics and talk about it? That's the problem. Seems like you can't even talk about it these days. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. Actually, this is one of the great problems we have in our society, that if you are a conservative, you have to, there are certain things that you must accept and that you must believe, and one of them is, you know, the right to bear arms. Clearly, it's in the Bill of Rights for that to be, and yet at the same time, isn't there just this insanity in America where guns are concerned? Now, personally, I have never owned a gun. I have a very healthy respect for them in the sense that I wouldn't want to pick one up because I just know that something bad would happen if I did. And so I'm also the kind of person that thinks that this isn't the old West, and that you ought to be able to settle things verbally with people. And boy, when we were kids, if you had trouble with somebody, you'd have a fight with them. And if you had a fight with them, more often than not, by the time you got finished, the two of you liked each other, because that was just the way of kind of getting things out of the way, and then you developed a respect for people. Now, it's entirely different.
Well, literally down here in Florida with this law, this stand your ground law, you pick a fight with somebody and you could easily, whether you have a weapon of any kind or not, you could easily be shot to death and the other person walk away completely free. So, I mean, you know, you have to, I mean, it's not that you want to go out and, Lord, I'm the last one in the world to go out and pick a fight with anybody, but it's gotten to, it's just scary down here, but you can't even bring this up with, I mean, I moved down here from Alabama, and I was born in Georgia, and you don't mention up there anything about gun control, or literally, you know. You just can't do it. You're labeled and written off, and you have no voice.
Well, when you went to school, and when I went to school, teachers complained. Their two biggest complaints about students were that we talked in class and that we chewed gum. Mm-hmm. Serious things at the time. Now.
Yep.
The biggest thing is kids bringing weapons to school and threatening bodily harm to teachers, to the point where there are metal detectors in schools. Now, that just seems to me as if the societal drift is so profound. How do you learn in an atmosphere of physical intimidation?
Yeah, I don't know.
How is that possible?
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, I have a friend who lives in Montana and hunts, and I totally understand that. You know, there are people who use their guns or, you know, have rifles. I'm not so much for Uzis or AK-47s, but rifles for honorable sporting and hunting. That's one thing, but it's when people, you know, we've just had so many things recently down here in Florida where people are accidentally or on purpose killed because of small arms. That's the biggest problem, is these pistols that people seem to think they need to, you know, to protect themselves, and I'm not sure from what. Anyway, I just...
Well, let me ask
you, you know,
a
back
question.
In the 70s and 80s, it was abortion. Now it seems gun control is one of the things that you just, you know, it's... But it's like you have to take sides on issues that are not, you know, that's not the most critical issue. Like you said, the economy is much more important than gun control. But you bring that up,
yes,
and
absolutely.
Nothing else
right.
matters.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, though. All right, if is it permissible for a citizen to own a tank or an ICBM missile launcher?
Are we talking about Florida or I don't?
Well, just anybody, any place.
Yeah,
I
was being facetious. I don't know. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
Of course not.
Yeah.
The answer is, of course not. So,
right.
So everybody at some level believes in some kind of gun control. If
Correct.
You feel like, well, you know what, I feel threatened, so I need to have a nuclear weapon. Well, you can't have your own nuclear weapon.
Right.
So we do believe in gun control, at least at the absolute extreme.
That's
I don't believe that
comforting.
You find anybody from the NRA that would say that people could have, should be able to have a thermonuclear weapon and a delivery system. I just don't think that that would happen. And although I want to tell you something, wouldn't it be nice to have a tank during rush hour sometime?
Well, I guarantee you, if it were allowable
people
to have a tank,
move.
There would be NRA members who would.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah.
I definitely.
Anyway, well, I appreciate
now,
your comments, Mr. Watts. It's a little comforting to know that I can voice an opinion without being jumped on.
Well, this is the whole thing. People are not in little categories. We are human beings, and if each snowflake is completely unique and different, then each human being is completely unique and different, and we don't agree on every specific thing. And yet, we ought to be able to talk about things and do so in a way that generates understanding, compassion, and
light instead of heat.
Exactly. Now, you had mentioned something about this vigilante.
Yeah.
Well, it's vigilante. That's an incorrect term. Let me take that back.
That's not correct. I'm not sure everybody knows all of, you know, the information and stuff, and people tend to make judgments based on partial truth and information.
And we're talking about this young
Trayvon Martin
situation. The black kid that was
walking along and had a hood over his
right.
head, and he was confronted evidently by a local
volunteer with the neighborhood watch who packed heat. But he had no official position except as a volunteer with the local neighborhood watch. And yet he was carrying a gun, and the result was a young man's dead. Now, the young man actually was either visiting someone in the neighborhood and had gone to the local convenience store, and so he had a reason to be where he was. But he was confronted by this individual, and it was bad. Certainly unfortunate.
Well,
for
the a neighborhood watch to pack heat.
Well, and when the 911 call seemed to have indicated that they said for the individual to not pursue him, to leave him alone, and they would come and take charge, and yet he did, and the result was tragic. I may not have all the information,
right.
but in reading and listening, that's what's come out that I've heard. So I guess the truth will eventually surface.
Now, I remember during the 2008 election, there were Black Panthers with billy clubs that were kind of there at the polling areas to kind of watch over things, which of course was very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another example on the other extreme of something that is grossly inappropriate.
Sure.
Neighborhood watch guy who couldn't get on the police force because he was psychologically incapable of making good judgments isn't somebody that should be on a neighborhood watch with a gun, period.
Nobody on a neighborhood watch should have a gun, period.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, that's crazy.
I agree completely.
Even security people sometimes only have a walkie-talkie, so it's like out in the neighborhoods, it's scary.
Now, there's one other thing that I wanted to bring up about this.
Okay.
Often, when people use weapons and kill others and murder them, essentially, they go to court and they just get a slap on the wrist and do not really pay the penalty for what they have done. And I suspect, I don't know, but I suspect that this has created a hostility in the people of thinking that you can't absolutely trust our legal system to do what's right.
You're probably right there.
And this is something that I just would like to leave as a parting thing to think about as we wrap up. And let me just say this to all of my listeners. Today is a good example of how we treat one another. People who agree with us, people who disagree with us. We want to know what they think. We want to know why they think the way that they do. Because if you can understand that, you can help transform our society. We can make this a place where people enjoy talking about things of value. You always hear people say, never talk about religion or politics. Why not? Those are the two most interesting things in the world to talk about, two of the three anyway. And if we talk about these with respect for one another, with dignity as adults, then we can and will make America a better place. And I'm Jack Watts from Jack Watts Live saying, God bless America and God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.